This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. President Joe Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at a summit in Brussels. His remarks come as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance that has been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden is at the alliance's headquarters for the first NATO summit of his presidency. He sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the alliance charter. Article 5 spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. President Biden says he wants NATO to know America is there. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years. Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two held a brief handover meeting Monday. However, there was no formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. Bennett now presides over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of eight small and mid-sized parties with deep ideological differences. Netanyahu serves as the opposition leader. Vaccine maker Novavax says its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico that found its vaccine was about 90% effective. Preliminary data also showed it was safe. The company plans by the end of May to file for emergency use authorization in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere. Novavax's vaccine is made by growing harmless copies of the coronavirus spike protein in a lab. This is VOA News. President Biden is preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Ahead of that bilateral summit, the NATO Secretary General said on Monday the 30-nation military alliance's relationship with Russia is at its lowest point since the end of the Cold War. Stoltenberg echoing comments made by the Russian and U.S. presidents. President Biden's foremost recent White House predecessors made an effort to build a measure of rapport with President Putin. But the American president has made clear that the virtue of fusing a personal connection might have its limits when it comes to the Russian leader. The president sought to make clear that he will take a far different tack with Putin than former President Trump and the three other past presidents. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow has been released from jail. She served more than 6 months for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during massive 2019 anti-government protests that triggered a crackdown on dissent. The 24-year-old Chow was greeted by a crowd of journalists as she left the Tai Lam Center for Women. Only a small group of supporters were on the scene due to the government's threats to jail those it deems in violation of sweeping national security law that Beijing imposed on the territory a year ago. The legislation has resulted in the arrests of leading democracy activists, including Joshua Wong and Jimmy Lai, who are serving prison terms. The new chief of the United Nations mission in South Sudan says UN peacekeepers are being blocked from accessing some sensitive areas. This despite an agreement by South Sudan's government to cooperate with the mission. Nicholas Haysom was appointed by the UN Secretary General earlier this year to oversee the activities of more than 14,000 UN soldiers and 2,000 police in the country. In an exclusive interview with VOA's South Sudan In Focus program, Haysom said UN peacekeepers are not allowed to patrol in Western Equatoria and Western Bahr el-Ghazal states due to a lack of consent from the South Sudan government. Two Americans charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. Ghosn was facing accusations of financial misconduct when he fled. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their trial in Tokyo suggest that the pair don't plan to fight the charges. The prosecution statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box of musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that then flew to Lebanon. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.